All right, I'm testing to see if this is okay, and then we can get started with the podcast. Hi everyone. Welcome to Project 6. My name is Mia, and this is my podcast. If you are new, then hi, my name is Mia. I'm so happy to finally be back on my podcast. I've been so busy with a lot of other creative things that I've been up to, so I'm just like, the podcast comes first though, because it's the first thing that kind of blossomed me into this creative atmosphere in my life so far. So yeah, a little update about my life before we get into the topic for today. I am currently in Hawaii. It is not Hawaii, it's Hawaii, because the W's here are pronounced as V's. Like, it's not Iwa Beach, it's Ewa Beach. But I am here, home on Oahu. I'm not in New York City anymore. I won't be in New York City until like January 15th. So I'm gonna be on this beautiful island for a really long time. And it's kind of sad because my family's moving away from the island, but I love it here. And also, if you hear noise, that's probably my neighbor's dog, because that dog will not stop barking and it's really aggravating me. And I was like, I need to record this podcast because I've been sitting on this idea for a really long time. But anyways, yes. So, yeah, just a little update on my life. Yeah, like I said, I've been doing a lot of creative things, and then now I'm just doing more things with my life, and I'm also trying to finish up a website that I've been building so I can actually link my podcast up there. So that'll be like really good to do, I guess, because I'm tired of linking it in my Instagram bio all the time, because I also have other creative things I want to link, and I'm like, okay, let's just make a website because I'm too busy. But it's also really great because I realized coming home, but I remember when I was here during high school, especially my senior year, I was very energy drained because I wanted to do so much, but I did not have the capacity to do it. And now that I have done most of the things I want to do, now that I come back, I feel more fulfilled and I feel more at home and at ease because I've did everything, but also there's more I want to do. So yeah, just wanted to say that before we get into the topic, and we will be right back. Okay, so today what we're going to be talking about is the difference between lust and love. This topic was actually recommended by a friend of mine. A lot of my friends kind of recommend the topics that we talk about, but also a lot of it is due to things in my life as well. So I wanted to talk about it as well. So today we're going to just talk about the difference between lust and love. So I am an 18-year-old girl, and at this point in my life, I only really have known lust. Love is like my friends and my family. I love them. Hopefully soon I'll meet a person that I will say proudly that I can love. But for right now in my life, it is lust. But who knows what will happen down the road in my life, or in the next few months, or in the next week. Who knows? So, but I'm always very optimistic, always extremely optimistic. But so lust is very funny to me, because I think it's one of the sadly deadly sins, because I watched Dance Moms. And I remember they did a dance about like the seven deadly sins, and then someone said SpongeBob was like a conspiracy for the seven deadly sins. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's an interesting one. But yeah, so I was just thinking about just talking about that and like lust. I don't even know where to begin with that. It's just so many spectrums to that word. First of all, it's not love. Absolutely not love. Let's just talk about love first, and maybe that'll flow into lust. Me personally, when I think of love, I think like it comes easily, like you're on a cloud. It reminds me of cotton candy. Like love feels like the taste of cotton candy in your mouth. And love also feels like you're floating on a cotton candy cloud. Kind of like in Frank Ocean's song. Yeah. I love saying pop culture references. I think it's really funny. But but that's what I think love feels like. And love is smooth, effortless, and it comes easy. And I think when people say you love someone, that doesn't mean like, oh, like you, that's effortless, like you both love each other. Whereas lust, it's kind of just like you're after them for sexual gratification or sexual attention, or for what's that word where it's like I don't even know how to really describe it, but it's like you're after them for your own gain, your own amusement, but you don't actually love the person. That's a lot of, like, that's the root of hookup culture, in my opinion, because, like, you're like, oh, I love the, like, I like the person, but I don't love them. But then again, it is hookup culture, so you're really not supposed to, like, you know what I mean? But, like, at the same time, it's kind of the root of that. A lot of people in our generation have lost the concept of dating and the real meaning behind courting someone and men showing chivalry to a woman. Luckily, I have met people who are respectful men and respectful women, more so than men. I am only friends with respectful men, of course, and they are very nice and very sweet people who, like, are kind of like the old, quote unquote, old school ways of dating. And with lust, it kind of derived from hookup culture and the modern dating scene. So, like, let me just, like, explain to you. I've been in New York City these past 4 months. I've heard everything from amazing relationships happening to failed hookups to whatever going on. And I definitely say that, of course, me and my college friends are young and things will happen to us. And you just kind of have to, like, get over it. But then, like, when it comes to dating, me personally, I date for the long term. Why would you not date for the long term? A lot of people are saying like, oh, enjoy this, enjoy that, which I am totally 100%. I agree on 100%. But if I find someone that I truly, truly like, I want to see a future with this person. And if I do not see a future with this person, I am not going to even spend time with this person. I'm really not. So when I end up going on dates and spending time with the person, it's like, oh, I may see a future with you. And I may be in the mental capacity, mental and emotional capacity, to end up loving you one day. But right now, I don't see it as lust. I see it as, like, my admiration and fondness for a person is growing. Because lust is the root of sexual gratification and attention. So, like, an example of lust, once again, like I said, would be hookup culture, of course. That would be a great example of lust, because you're like, you see a guy or a girl at the club. I do not go to clubs, by the way, y'all. I do not party in New York City. That is not a scene for me. I do not want to go party there. If I do, it's literally only with, like, two people. And it's always very low-key, like, art shows type things. My two, like, closest friends, that's what we would do. But I am not a club person. Never was. Probably never will be. I really, like, this is really off topic. But yeah. So, like, you see someone at a club and you're like, oh, that man is hot. Or, like, if my male star are listening, like, oh, that female is hot. Or just anyone that you're sexually attracted to is hot. And then, obviously, you guys hit it off. And then this person, you guys don't know anything about each other. Literally, the whole conversation and your whole attention span towards each other is fueled by lust. And then you go and you hook up and da-da-da-da. So that's what I mean about the difference between lust and love. Lust is basically just, like, feeling a void in you. Like, a lot of people use lustful ways to fill a void after a breakup. A lot of people tend to hook up with a person after a breakup or try to get with another girl or a guy after a breakup just because, like, the person has the same qualities of their ex, especially if it was a good relationship, or, like, the person is pretty, but it's all just to fill a void because it's fueled on lust. And this tends to happen when people kind of go really fast after a relationship, and especially if it's a long-term relationship. And, like, honestly, people who are lustful are just bored. And lust is a natural human emotion. Do not get me wrong. Lust is a natural human emotion. Like, I get lust. I am human. I'm not a robot. I'm not perfect. Like, everyone's lustful at some point, but it just comes to the point where you have to end up controlling the lust, you know? And through my years of becoming more spiritually protected and practicing my divine feminine and divine masculine and everything, because guys and girls, you should be balanced. You should not be fully divinely feminine and fully divinely masculine. It should be balanced. Maybe I will make an episode about that, but I have no idea if I will. But when you practice those things along the way and you get connected with yourself, you realize you have the power to control certain urges within yourself. AKA, also known in a realist sense, you're putting up boundaries for yourself. And I'm 18 years old and I feel like I'm very wise beyond my years. Not saying like, oh, don't go party or whatever, because that's not what I'm trying to say. It's just I'm not as a lustful person. And I date for long term, and also I don't really partake in that certain culture because that's not who I am, and I know it will lower my energy, my internal energy, and it will suck the spirit out of me, because people take hookups as like, oh, you're hooking up and you're moving on, but intercourse is a spiritual connection between two people. Once you have intercourse with a person, it's more so of like you're taking on their fears, their desires, their problems, their worries, their emotions, and they're taking on yours. And if it's with the wrong person, that stuff absorbs you all the time. Some people aren't like that, but me, when I'm emotionally connected to myself, it may absorb me. And I do not want that for myself because then it lowers my energy. And that's not something that I really want for myself at the end of the day in my life. So, like, basically, lust is an emotion that everyone has, but yet so few can control. And me as a college student, you would think my lust radar goes crazy, but it's kind of the opposite. And, you know, I've had moments in my life where I was boy crazy. It started a lot in high school. I became boy crazy. But that's with every teenage girl. And that's every girl is going to be boy crazy. And I also do kind of hate the people who, like, talk about people being boy crazy. Because I'm like, it's a normal thing. Like, get over it. Because guys are girl crazy, too. Get over it. So, yeah. Lust is just a really interesting thing, and maybe I should talk about, oh, this is a good one, relationships built on lust. Now, I cannot say that I know that because I've actually never really had a boyfriend. Never, guys, I've never had a boyfriend, but I would definitely say I have seen some people in my lovely, lovely life of being alive for 18 years who had relationships built solely on lust. Not love or the potential feeling of being in love. I've seen it happen, and it's always the ones that are toxic and that the man doesn't have the capacity to really love and nurture the woman the way she's supposed to be. And I'm not pinning this on men, because the same way with women just like, oh, talk down to the man or disrespects the man. And obviously lust comes down to cheating as well, and constant form of cheating. And I see it in a lot of celebrity relationships too. And honestly, I just don't really know what to say at this point about all of that, because that's like a really complex topic. And for me personally, I would definitely say that that would really hurt me. It would break my heart to know that someone only got with me because of their lustful urges and not because they had the capacity to love me for who I am. You know, like, you love my body, you love my looks, but you don't know what my favorite color is. You probably do, but you don't know what my dream home is, my dream architecture. You don't know what my dream travel destination is, or what cat I want in the future, what dog I want, or like what country I want to go to, or, you know, what kind of flowers I love. Like, you don't know that because the relationship is built on lust and not the ability to love the person. So, I know my family listens to this podcast, so hello. Hello. But also, yeah, I'm very happy to be raised by amazing people in my immediate family and my extended family, to realize that, like, a lot of things in the world are really messed up when it comes to loving another person. And I've seen relationships go sour because it went from love to lust, and it hurts to see it, honestly. And I pray that that doesn't happen to any of you guys, and I pray that it doesn't happen to me either, or somebody listens to this podcast and uses my words against me. Like, I pray that never happens to me, honestly. But yeah, that's just like an unfortunate reality that a lot of people have nowadays with lust and love, you know. And I'm reading that one book on TikTok. Well, it's from TikTok. And it's talking about, like, what is it talking about? It's talking about, like, doing this and doing that and seeing how men react or whatever. And the book also said this, but my friend said this as well, pertaining to the book as well, saying how, women are more open to men in when dopamine is released. But dopamine is released in men when they are stressed. Dopamine makes us happy. Apparently stress makes men happy too, because dopamine is released when men are stressed. And when women go no contact, when women play hard to get, then that's when men start to really get like they want the woman because she's playing hard to get. And I don't really understand that about men. Like, why can't you just, if you really like the girl and you're texting the girl, why do you get not interested when the girl is texting you too? That I really don't understand that. That's a really, like, weird thing. And I don't even know what to say about that, because that's really interesting to me. But I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, it's cool psychology-wise, but it's not cool physically when you're talking to a guy or a girl or whoever you are sexually attracted to. So I think that's really weird. I'm just gonna say that point blank. I think it's crazy. But yeah, this podcast, it's at 15 minutes and 47 seconds right now, so this is really good. I'm doing pretty good. I realize my podcasts are kind of getting shorter because I am explaining my thoughts and feelings better, which is great, and I'm not rambling, which is also great, so that's amazing. But yeah, and when you, like, love someone, you just feel, yes, the cloud and the cotton candy references, but you just know it. You just know when you love someone. And, like, I know in movies people are always like, oh, once they say I love you, that means that they really love you. But I feel like you just know innately when, like, you love someone. Of course, when they say, I love you, you're like, oh, wow. Like, I love you, too. That's crazy. Like, you love me as much as I love you. That's insane. That's a beautiful feeling. I'm not even gonna lie. But, like, before all of that, before they say that I love you, before they know that they're gonna say it to you because you exude that for them, you'll know when they love you. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. I love seeing people in love on TikTok. Like, guys, my literal, like, social form of trying to look at the outside world is literally through TikTok. I barely get on Instagram. But when I see, like, people in love on TikTok, it makes me so, so happy to know that, like, oh my God, people are all in love. Like, people genuinely have the capacity to love another person. And I think that's really beautiful. And, you know, I've always wanted to be on the receiving end of receiving love from another person. I think it's beautiful. I really do think it's beautiful to know that. And hopefully, well, not hopefully, one day it will happen. And I'll be very happy. But I am happy now. But that would be very happy for me to know. To be on the receiving end of love, of course, from a man. And I think it's just really beautiful how love is a feeling that you just literally cannot explain, because in your intuition you know that it's there. And I think it's the most beautiful feeling in the whole world. Love also opens you up to vulnerability, and that's a big thing. Me personally, I feel like I can only be vulnerable with certain people in my life. And when you love someone, you are also vulnerable. And with me, people like to take advantage of my vulnerability. And I don't like that. So that's why I've been very closed off a lot with being vulnerable to people. So, yeah. But I think love is a beautiful, beautiful feeling. And I really, really hope everyone in the world can experience love beyond their family and friends. Like, romantic love. I think it's beautiful. And it's actually really crazy, though, because speaking of love and romantic love and everything, I wrote my midterm paper for philosophy. So I go to Fordham at Lincoln Center in New York City. And one of our prerequisite classes we have to take is philosophy of human nature. So I took that class, and my midterm paper, I wrote it about the different types of love. And I think they were like, I think I said this in my podcast before, I don't even remember. But I think it was like love, like romantic love, and then love of something else, and then love of like inanimate objects and inanimate hobbies, I guess. And I think that was really cool because there's different types of love out there. And of course, I love doing this podcast. I love doing creative things. Like, I want to do this for the rest of my life because this is genuinely how fulfilled I am. I hate doing jobs where I don't feel happy, because I'm like, I never want to like just have a job where I'm unhappy or like don't like going to work, you know. And then like there's love of like family and friends. Like, that's just like a built-in love. Luckily I have that like family love. And if you do not, just know that there are people out there who really do love you. And then there's romantic love, and I think that's really beautiful to have a person, like your own person, and they are like romantically in love and infatuated with you. They love everything about you. They love, quote unquote, your imperfections, but your imperfections are literally perfections to them. And I think it's beautiful. I really do think it's beautiful. And yeah, I don't really know what else to say on this topic, because it's just like a whole complex topic that can be divided into subcategories over time. But this is just like the general idea of the difference between lust and love, literally. And like, honestly, I hope that you guys find someone in your life who truly, truly, truly loves you for who you are. And I truly mean that. And one day I will find my person, and I will be very happy. Very, very happy. And yeah, very giddy and happy. But yeah, that's really all I have to really say for my podcast today. I think it's capped at like, I don't know, I'm most like 30 minutes or whatever. I really, really hope you guys really enjoyed my podcast today and me talking about difference between love and lust. And that's all I really have to say. I think my podcast days are going to be moved to Saturdays now. Saturday is a good day for everyone. I think that's a really good day. But yeah, that's really all I have to say for my lovely podcast. And I really, really hope you enjoy. And I will see you guys later. Okay, bye.